Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
I'm from Manchester in England.
And what brought you here?
Theatre. I met Jill Navar, who, of course, has worked in theatre in Oroville for many years, in Thailand, both this year and last. We were both directing different plays there. And Jill talked a lot about Oroville. I've been to India before, but I was particularly interested to find out more about Oroville, so I thought the best way to do it was to suggest that maybe I came across and did some theatre work here. And this is why I'm here.
So my guess would be you're volunteering somewhere?
I am. I'm volunteering at Akeham School in New Creation.
On the theatre?
Yes, we're doing a project on Shakespeare's The Tempest with your grade 6 pupils, which means they're between 11 and 12 years old. We're also recruiting a few lads from year 7, and we have one adult actor who is Gandhi from the Visitor Centre, who has been in previous productions of Jill's. In fact, I think including a version of The Tempest that she did some time ago.
But you think the children understand?
Yes, we've worked very intensively with them. Their grade teacher, Sathya, is brilliant. She's she did a lot of work with them before I came out, and I was surprised just how much they knew about Shakespeare and how much they'd absorbed about the story. They knew all the characters' names. And really, for the first 2-3 weeks, we didn't attempt to do anything directly with the play. We did lots of acting exercises so that the children lost their inhibitions a bit and they were used to moving around a stage and throwing their voice. And we also did a lot of background. They all had to write the whole story of The Tempest, because obviously we couldn't do the whole play, too complicated. So we wanted to reduce it to a story. Essentially, it's a story about a magician on a magic island. And I thought that would appeal to the children.
And so how long you work with them now? A month?
I've worked with them since the middle of October. So effectively, we've only started doing the play for real since the beginning of November. And we're actually going to be performing it on December the 2nd and 3rd. So it's a massive challenge.
That's in 2 weeks? That's in about 2 weeks?
Yes, it's about 4 weeks, which is the length of time that a professional company might prepare this in a repertory theatre.
I believe that you worked with children already before.
Yes, I work with children at Muradok Mai in Thailand, but they're children who are already at a theatre school. So in a way, they're already used to theatre and they can work very fast with you. Whereas we're going in and working with children who've never done drama before. This is their first experience of acting. And also, I would have, if it had been a personal thing, I would have done it in Tamil because it's their home language. And at least that would have given them spontaneity in their part. But because it's also an English project, the teacher was very anxious that they did it in the language of the origin.
So knowing the Indians, how they study hard, I will believe we're going to hear the proper English accent.
Well, that's the thing that we're doing the most work on at the moment is not just getting the correct English, but also getting the correct intonation, the tone, the pausing. So that's a huge challenge.
For anybody. So how they are doing insofar?
They're managing pretty well. I mean, this is not the Royal Shakespeare Company. It's a very, very simple version. Our head teacher, Shankar, has been absolutely wonderfully supportive. He's going to play the role of the narrator. So he's going to be telling some of the story.
He's going to be playing too.
Yes, nice. He really wanted to, and he's very charismatic, so he will make a wonderful narrator. So he tells some of the story, and the children act the other parts of it.
You said it's going to be presented 2nd of December?
Yes, we're going to do a version for the children in the school on the afternoon of December the 2nd, which is a Friday.
Yeah,
and then we're doing
special,
another one.
It's a special date? Or a special occasion?
No, it's just...
Just for that?
Just that's when we're doing it. Yeah. And then on December the 3rd in the afternoon, we're doing it for friends and family. Any of the children's parents and any friends who would like to come along and intrigued to see what we can do in 4 weeks.
How does it feel to you to work with these children? Because these children are special, yeah?
Yes, and they've got, sometimes they get too exuberant. It's very difficult. Sometimes you spend your half your time saying, please be quiet, please be quiet. I'm trying to work quietly on this beat here, because they're very excited about it. But it seems to have caught their imagination, and the whole school seems to have been slightly infected with it. They're all really looking forward to it, I think.
Well, you said only 6 or 7 is going to play.
This is grade 6 and grade 7. Yes, mm-hmm. They're playing all kinds of parts, and we've used a lot of license with it. It's very much our school version of The Tempest, but I think it's going to be great fun.
The expectation or the view on Orville, if you think back, what you imagine is going to be and how in the reality is?
Well, I tried not to form too many assumptions about the place before I came, because although Jill has talked a lot about it, it's very difficult to visualise a place. So I've really just been observing for the last 2 months and trying to, you know, and there's still so much I don't know. For every question I get an answer for, I find I have another 5 questions. So I'm still finding out about the place. I find it very intriguing. I find it very interesting. I think what you're doing
is intriguing.
Well, because there's so many facets to the place. There's so many aspects. There's so many potential contradictions. There's so many potential problems. I mean, what you're trying to do is massive in terms of visualizing a dream. And, you know, like any scheme that is fed initially by idealism, I know I've been involved in very idealistic politics myself in the past. I know what a struggle it is sometimes to achieve that. And it's just very interesting to see.
So how are we doing so far?
Well, I think you're doing pretty well. I mean, environmentally, I'm very impressed. I mean, the whole forest concept is beautiful. It's lovely coming into a city, which is like entering a big forest.
From the middle of the industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all your schemes for water purification, for rubbish, sewage, all those kind of things, I think, well, I mean, I've lived in rural India. I know what an immense problem that is. So to try and, you know, deal with issues like that. And also, Ekim School is partly sponsored by Orville. The teacher I have herself is a wonderful advertisement for Orville, because she came with sponsorship to that school as a young child herself. She was boarded there. She came from a very poor family, and she went to university with help and support from people from Orville. And she has a BA, she has an MA, she's hoping to do a PhD in the future. She's an extremely bright young woman, and her career's been shaped by being involved with Orville. So she is a very big success story for you.
Yes, it is, yeah. And there's some.
So I think, really, I try and measure it in personal terms, like what difference has it made to individual people's lives?
I cannot even imagine.
Absolutely, yeah.
When the story is done, when the play is on the stage and the curtains go down, what are you going to do then?
Well, I mean, it's actually whetted my appetite to do the thing in incomplete terms, because obviously we've had to cut a lot of stuff. I do work a lot in Nepal as well. Mm-hmm. I work with a theatre company called Arahan in Nepal. And they said to me, oh, if you're in Oroville and you're in India, why don't you come up and see us in Nepal afterwards? And the thing is, I have a big family, it's Christmas, I think I need to go back to England. But I said, so invite me back next year. I now want to do the whole of The Tempest. So they have an international festival in November.
No, I mean in Thailand. I think usually they come around like February.
Yes, well, I have taken 2 productions to Nepal, and I am interested in doing festival work. Yeah.
Mm. And back in Manchester, you got any group you belong to?
No, I work freelance. I work freelance, so really often I don't know what I'm going to be doing from 1 month to the other. It's as things crop up. And I mean, I do a variety of things. I also take a dance class for older women, which is...
You're teaching or you take it?
I teach it. You're because teaching. My background originally was I trained as a dancer at a stage school and then went into acting. Mm. So it's like a little legacy from the past, and I still love dance. So we're incorporating some dance into
The
Tempest.
So you joined the tango here? Enjoy the tango dances here?
No, but I'd love to. I've just been so busy with the Tempest, I haven't had time. But maybe in the period of time after, I'm going to be catching up on some of those classes. And I love the tango.
Well, there are other classes, samba.
Yeah.
And the free dance.
No, I love all those dance styles. And in our own dance class back in England, we incorporate a bit of salsa, a bit of samba, a bit of all kinds of different types of dance style. And in fact, I want the dance teacher at Akiam to teach me some Tamil dance before I go home. Yeah, because whenever I go somewhere, I want to learn a little bit of the local dance form so I can take it home with me.
It's Bharatanatyam, it's Odissi, some other things.
Yes, well, I'm not talking about classical Kathakali or really complicated things that probably my body is not flexible enough to do anymore. But certainly some of the dance movements look things I could master, so I go with what I can do.
Yeah, I believe you could. If you put your mind on it, you would.
Yes, I generally think that that's a good philosophy to go by. I mean, there have been moments when I've been doing this. My daughter Emma's also over here, and I've come home and I've been in the, what we'd say in England, the slough of despond. I'm like, I don't know what I've taken on here. I don't know how I'm going to cope.
She's with you and she's doing what?
Yeah, so she's moral support. Mm. I also started off doing storytelling sessions with a number of the other grade teachers, but as I've got more involved with the play, Emma's come in and has taken over some of my other classes, so she is working with the nursery children and some of the other groups there, and lending a hand, making props, and helping with some of the rehearsal.
And Julie's also with you on the crew, or she's just a link?
She's only managed to take 3 weeks off from her job, so she's literally come out for 3 weeks. Mm. So she's just here to help with the background to it and to do some of the rehearsal with me.
Now, you said 2nd and 3rd of December, but where? In Akiam School?
It's in Akiam School, and this is the other challenge. We don't have a theatre in Akiam School. What we have is a kind of veranda above the dining room space.
Oh, that new thing.
So at the moment, this is being converted. We're buffling the roof so that we don't have echo from the tin roof. We have black curtains we've borrowed from Barrett Nevas. We are putting curtains in at the side so we reduce any echo, and we create like a little tent area within the space, so it feels like theatre. I work with site-specific theatre companies who work in the open air in Britain, and we perform in the rain next to a lake. I'm used to performing in all kinds of very strange places, so you just adapt.
That's not that strange.
Yeah, you adapt.
Okay, cool. After you're going home and so forth and the other festival, so are we going to be seeing you again?
Well, I hope so. I'd love to come back, because working with these children has been absolutely delightful. They're lovely kids. They're just so enjoyable to be with.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.